October 21st, 2005, KLAK highlights of McKinney North at Justin Northwest.
Two receivers to the right side this time. Two men in the backfield, either side of McGangus. He's going to hand off Drew Ashley, running right side, hit by James San Miguel, surging his way towards the end zone. No signal yet, and now they say touchdown. And man, that thing's loud. Touchdown, Justin Northwest, with 3:29 on the clock. 6-0, they take the first lead tonight. 2:46 left to go in the first quarter. Herbal in shotgun formation. Barrett will now move to the right side of him. He's going to fake the hand to him, go to throw it downfield. He's got a man open. Cameron Eubanks makes the catch and then fumbles. He was popped right after the catch, and he fumbles the ball. It's going to be recovered by Northwest at the 19-yard line. It was a great catch by – it was a great throw, first of all, by Herbal. Placed it right over the shoulder of Eubanks. He caught it and then was popped immediately, and the ball fell out. That happened to him against McKinney. Three receivers out right side, one to the left. Drew Ashley stands in the backfield along with Will McGangus, the quarterback, actually standing to the left of McGangus. He's going to hand off to him, running left tackle. Big hole, 50, 45, 40, look out, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. You can kiss Drew Ashley goodbye, and it is a 13-point lead for Justin Northwest with 2:06 left to go in this first quarter. You basically have an extra point for a field goal, but they're going to go for it. Fourth down. Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. It's going to be a handoff. Barrett running upside, and it is close. No signal yet. And it is touchdown time in Texas. Two men in the backfield. Still shotgun formation for Herbal. Barrett moves to the left. They're going to do the option play again. Herbal tucks it, and it's touchdown time in Texas. 6:25 left to go in the second quarter, and Eric Herbal just scrambles over the left side for the touchdown. 5:01 before the half. 14-12, North leads. This is going to be McGangus looking for the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown, but there's a flag down. We'll have to check it. On the coverage is Cole Permetter. It was caught by the receiver Bryant Maxwell. It'll be a 37-yard attempt with 3 seconds left on the halftime clock. 18-14, Northwest in the lead. McMullen's kick is up in the air. It's plenty long enough, and it is good. So what I thought would be an 18-14 halftime lead is now 21-14. Northwest on top. We'll take a quick timeout and be back in a moment on 97.5 KLAK FM. Here's the Beef O'Brady's kickoff. It's a high kick going to be taken at the goal line by Cameron Eubanks. Makes his way out to the 5, 10, and crosses the 15. Looking for the near side, 25, 30, 35, 40. Cuts it inside, 45. One man to beat, and he goes down at the 50-yard line. The ball's on the turf, but it was after he was already down. Herbal this time is going to run the option, pitches it out to Barrett, has the 10, has the 5, and it is touchdown time in Fort Worth, Texas. The probable tying touchdown for McKinney North is run in by Chase Barrett from 10 yards out. Hand off to Drew Ashley, big hole along the left guard, and he is in for the touchdown. So Justin Northwest will go on top once again. 27-21 awaiting the PAT. A 29-yard field goal try by Blake Boblitz with 11:19 left to go in the fourth quarter. It is up, it is high enough, and I believe it split the uprights, and it did. 28-24, our new score. Justin still on top. Back in a moment on 97.5 KLAK FM. Third down and 9:48 on the clock. Two receivers to either side, all spread out. Three-step drop for McGangus. Wants to throw the home run ball down the middle to Collier, and it is caught at the 3-yard line. He dives to the end zone, and it is a touchdown for Justin Northwest. Two receivers, one goes in motion. That's Eubanks, and they're going to fake the hand to him, drop back to pass. Eric Herbal has a man wide open. Aiden Williams caught it at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Stick it in the end zone. It is touchdown time in Texas with 9:21 left to go. One play, 59 yards, and it took, about 19 seconds off the clock. That's your scoring drive recap right there. Will they go for two here?
No, don't do it. Still too much time left.
It's the swinging gate. They're going to go for two. Chase Barrett up the middle. Is he in? And I believe he is. It is two-point conversion time. Good. And, Brandon, I love to say you're wrong. Shotgun formation. Handoff. Drew Ashley surging his way. He crosses the touchdown line, and he is in. He fought for every inch he could get there. And his left arm, he had the ball in his left arm, and it actually went across the goal as he was going down. Herbal dropped back on third down and 10. Looks over to the right side, has a man, and it's intercepted by Blake Collier at the 35-yard line. He's up to the 50, 45. Dragging Cameron Eubanks down to the 31-yard line. That could seal the deal for McKinney North tonight. And off, Drew Ashley leaps for the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. With a minute 10 left to go, Justin Northwest extends their lead and ends any shot at McKinney North winning this football game. Right now it's 48-32 awaiting the PAT. Shotgun formation for Eric Herbal. Chase Barrett stands to his left, now moves to his right. Herbal rolling out right side, wants to pass, and looking for the end zone, throws it in there, and it is caught, and it is touchdown time in Texas. Max Butler comes down with the catch, and hopefully that gives some positive reinforcement for the attitudes of the McKinney North Bulldogs. That'll make the score 49-38, down by 11, waiting the PAT.